You're listening to The Power of Us on Revolver Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to The Power of Us. This is Abel.
Oh, we haven't done that again.
We have not.
And this is his business savvy wife, Rosie.
Yes, yes, she is.
I forgot we did that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's go do the other shows over.
No.
The whole thing.
No, we're not going to do those 100 and something shows all over again. Sorry.
No, the last two.
Oh, no, we're not.
Oh, all right. I guess, producer.
Mm-hmm.
Hear my stomach? That's me being hungry.
Yes, I know.
My husband doesn't feed me. He's too busy working.
I overfeed her. She is overfed.
Oh, that's mean.
Okay. Right around. Okay. Right now, just to let you guys know, we're
just
recording
told
this
my
podcast.
Mom today, too, that you never have called me fat.
We're recording this podcast at 8 p.m. I guarantee you at 9:30, she will ask
me
to go and get her blueberries and yogurt,
yes, sir,
or blueberries and goat cheese, crumbled goat cheese.
Yes.
And God forbid don't bring her the right cheese.
Both. Oh, yes. One day, how could you? You know what? I don't even want to talk about it.
It said cheese on it.
You brought butter.
I didn't know it was butter. It looked like goat cheese to me.
It was spread like some type of Mexican cheese spread that tasted like butter.
It's not butter. It's not like
No, I'm sure it was butter.
It's not like I'm some tontito that went to go get it from the Betty Crocker here. Let me scoop something here. No, it looked like cheese, okay?
It didn't look like goat cheese, bro.
I don't know what goat cheese looks like. All right? All I know is Monterey Jack cheese and whipped cheese. That's all I know.
All my business to our listeners.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be talking about business, el business.
El business.
Yes, not about my
eating. The business?
Let's talk
about the business, baby.
Whose business?
Oh, our business.
No, not that business. Take the sexy out.
It's business time.
Take the sexy out because this ain't sexy at all.
Okay, what are we talking about?
It's a little bit sexy. It's a little bit sexy.
What are we talking about then? Let's let them know.
Okay. We are in a new place in our life.
Mm-hmm.
We used to hate to work together.
I think detest is a better word.
Loathe.
It wasn't working.
I wanted to
working
commit
together
suicide.
Was not working.
It was not working.
Every time we worked together.
Couples that work together do not stay together.
We started
people.
Off strong and then 1 hour passed and then we were ready to stop.
Right. No, we were ready to like leave each other.
It was bad. Yes, it was bad.
You were not a good employee.
I was not a good employee.
You were not a good employee.
You were not a good follower or partner.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yes. The truth comes out.
I don't know if you're a good boss now.
You don't know if I'm a good boss.
Abel's the CEO of his own company now.
Okay.
He has an online retail store.
Yeah.
And I am the CFO.
Yes.
I am the CFO.
You know what?
I am the neck of this company.
Today,
I tell you little tips and you get all upset when I'm like, hey, bro, like maybe we should bring down the costs.
No. You said find ways to cut costs.
That's right. What's
and
wrong with that?
You said food and entertainment.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. I have cut down as much cost as I can. And now, okay,
so
we're in
maybe
this business.
You shouldn't take your employee to lunch every day.
Yeah, I don't not. I do not take my employee or employees
to
lunch every day.
You don't take me to lunch. You're absolutely right. Although I'm not your employee, I'm your partner. But you sure don't take me to lunch every day.
Mm.
Do you take the other employee to lunch every day?
No, I do not.
Right. Because she's
lunch
working.
Meetings. We have lunch meetings when we're talking about the next products we're going to take out.
You guys are together
designs.
All day. Why can't you guys talk while you guys work?
Because we are
in
working.
The warehouce.
There is stuff that needs to be produced.
No, you guys
produced.
Are going.
First off, we do not listen to James Brown. I do not want everybody listening to think that we're listening to James Brown all day. We're not, okay? We're not. The person that works with me, the employee, just so happens to be one of those Urbano guys. Guy thought he was Daddy Yankee for most of his life. Okay.
He was listening to Daddy Yankee today while you were gone.
Okay.
That was a new Daddy Yankee song.
I don't know half the stuff that's being said in these new songs that are being sung.
Tia Norma. Oh, no. Forget it.
What?
Nothing. I'll say it later. Your employee might just listen. Hmm. Instead of working, your employee might be listening to this podcast right now.
The Power of Us. Available wherever you hear podcasts. All right. So we've worked together for quite a long time. Both because we wanted to. Sometimes because we were supposed to. And sometimes because we
had to. We just had to. It was necessity. But look, before we got married, I dreamt, okay, it was a goal, it was a dream to have such a good relationship with my partner and spouse.
Every single thing
I wanted to build. You're such a jerk. The way you say that is so mean, and there's trauma there because you've said that in so many mean ways.
Okay, I'm sorry, babe. I did not mean it that way.
Okay, it was a joke?
Yes.
Okay.
Right now it's a joke.
All right. But I thought, I've seen my family work together. Mom and dad work together. Pastor and pastora work together.
I think those are actually, since you've been there and you've seen it, I want to know some stories right there. But okay.
What?
I've heard some stories.
What?
I'm sure Doña Rosa has said in her YouTube channel, Doña Rosa Cocina, some of the stories that
about
have happened.
About them working together?
Yes. Because from what I understand, there's not amazing experiences all the way through every single time.
Of course not. Yeah. But it was still done, and they together, a couple can do great things.
And we can.
And I wanted to build an empire with you. I purposefully didn't marry a rich guy. Okay.
Oh, stop it.
Okay.
Stop it.
You broke up with me.
You did not know you were gonna look like this.
You did not go to Che's wedding.
You did not know you were gonna look like
this. You did not see me at Che's wedding. Yeah, I was glowing, and Esteban's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see.
Ask Pastor Mona. She was just like, oh, maybe you could hook up with him.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's not a Christian.
Pastor Mona wanted you to hook up
with a non-Christian.
Hook up.
Not really. Hook up, not date and marry.
I'll have to talk with that lady.
Talk with her. But she was like, I'm like, Pastor, he's not even Christian. You can make him Christian. Bring him to the Lord.
That's the first mistake right there.
It is a mistake. Anyway, so I really thought that as a couple, we could work together. Like, if we're going to build an empire together, obviously we're not going to have 9-to-5s. And even if we do have 9-to-5, could we work at the same company? But you're really hard to work with.
No, baby. You are very hard to work with. Okay, it's very hard to work with someone.
You don't follow direction.
Okay, well, you're extremely organized and lack a lot of creativity.
Was that supposed to be a compliment?
No,
because
that's a compliment.
How I took it.
Yes, we do not. We could
I
not
lack
work together.
Creativity.
Yes.
No, I
because
didn't.
You there is no creative freedom. Sometimes in that you think that if it's not organized, then it must not be right.
Well, I think mainstream things are not super wild. Picasso or Van Gogh or all those guys that were going extreme, we later caught on. But if you want to sell something in your lifetime, okay, it can't be too wild.
No, yes, I understand. I understand what you're saying. Okay, long story short, there's no...
We hated working
together.
We did
not. Okay.
And it really affected our marriage because then we'd come home and hate being married.
Yes. Because that honestly is the hardest part, is that sometimes when you go to work, when you leave your house, you get break is the wrong word, but you get time apart to be able to, one, miss the person, and two, to be able to work things out and decompress and not think about what marriage is like.
Right.
But when, because...
Like
cause
to be
when,
an individual,
yes,
and I think that's important to say.
But no, I mean, honestly,
I think because as married couples, we do, if you do too much together, I don't know if that's, but... You sometimes are no longer an individual. And yes. I think you could still be one with someone while still being an individual.
Yes. But people come home and they have stress from work. They have work issues.
Yeah.
And they tell that to their spouse.
Right.
That has nothing to do with them. That probably gets some of the grumpy mood from it, but isn't necessarily or shouldn't necessarily be taking any shots from what's being told to them.
Right.
You know? One time when I just started working, there was this guy named Baltasar. Okay, we called him El Mago. He was one of the three wise men. Okay, old dude. He was like the janitor type of dude.
I get it. Uh-huh.
And he said, because he worked, I think he had 3 jobs every day almost. Dang. And I said, bro, how do you do it? What about your house? What about your home? What about your family? We had just gotten married. So I was like enjoying going home and we were watching cooking channels and and stuff like that. And he's like, well, no, I actually like it like this. The more that I'm away from home, the less we fight. My wife is able to stay home and take care of our autistic child.
Oh,
man. And the more that I'm home, I find that the more we fight. And so this is the best for us. Which I don't condone, and I don't want that. But I'm just saying, like, it had gotten to that point.
Yeah.
You know, of how, like, he just needed more alone time because they would just argue. Because honestly, it's work. She's dealing with a child with autism.
Yeah. It's very tough, and I commend all moms that do it.
It really is a full-time job.
Yeah.
So I definitely understood him. I didn't agree with him, but I understood him.
But it wasn't
that he was necessarily taking an easy way out, but it seemed like he had given up.
Okay, so anyway, I wanted to be a business partner. You did not.
That is not true.
Oh, it's not true.
That is hearsay.
You're not a loner. You are not alone.
I am alone.
What do you mean hearsay? It's only you and me.
Oh, sorry. I was using you wrong.
Are you Johnny Depp right now?
No, I'm the lawyer.
Oh my God. Where's he going? You're a lone wolf.
I am.
A wolf pack of one.
Yes.
And everyone else in this world. It's sometimes tough to be married to you, which makes it tough to also do business with you.
But it's also really cool that I'm super independent.
Not really.
And I don't need you to do everything for me.
Well, I'm independent too, bro, and you chose that. You liked me because I was independent.
I do.
I sometimes need you just to make you feel good about yourself.
Oh, stop it. Yes, okay.
Seriously.
Yes, I know you say that. Okay.
I mean it.
Yes, so you sometimes don't know how to do things on the computer because you're trying to be nice to me.
So that I can make myself
feel good about myself.
Yes.
Because I can press Command Control V and copy.
Who figured out the closet, bro?
Who figured out what closet?
The closet issue that you wouldn't do because you couldn't figure it out. And then one day I just did it.
Just so you guys know, if you guys want to hear about that one, you can go back in our archives to podcast number 53. And there's a couple anecdotes in podcast number 42. And then it comes back up once again on podcast number 86. All right. Just so you guys know, if you guys want some context to that.
Funny. Anyway, so surprisingly, we really had a tough time working together. I think I was under a lot of pressure and I felt a lot of weight. This is when I was CEO of JRE and it was very, very tough on me to have so much weight on my shoulders and from so many people all the time.
In retrospective, I didn't see it completely at the time, but I definitely can see it and kind of jot it down in my mentally on paper, everything that you did. And I can understand, but yeah.
So then it really helped when I could depend on someone, whenever I could depend on someone and I could delegate, it really changed my life.
Right.
Like my personal assistant, Mary, really changed my life because she was so dependable.
Right.
So you weren't very dependable because you're not a good employee.
I'm not a good employee.
You're not. I would have fired you if I didn't need you.
You would have fired me.
I would have fired you.
You would have fired me.
Yeah, I would have fired you.
Why?
Because you're not a good, you don't follow direction well.
Okay. There's something, how do I put it? Are you saying that I lack the ability to produce and to give results?
Nope. I did not say that. I said you don't follow direction. And now that you're a boss, tell me you don't like people to follow direction because you have your reasons, even if they're little quirky things or you're saving 2 cents on the material or you're saving time or you do it a certain way because this is what our company stands for. Tell me it doesn't mean anything to you.
Mm.
It does. Well, you never, ever once thought, I'm just going to go with what she says because I trust that she's doing it for a reason.
Mm.
It was always questioning. It was always like, she doesn't know what she's talking about. You saw me so much as a wife that you wouldn't see me as a CEO that did things with a reason, even if it was a little quirk in me, whether it was like, this is how my sister liked it. This is what I heard her say one day, like whatever it can be.
Mm-hmm.
It was always like, I have a better way of doing it. And you probably did, but you weren't CEO back then.
Yeah.
And to be a good leader, you have to be a good follower. So therefore, I would have fired you because you made my work harder sometimes.
Did I?
And you produced and you did well. And some of the best shirts that were sold at JRF and the like line, what do you call it? Like the flow of things.
Oh, the production.
The production line, you did all that. And the ads and so many great things that I'm very thankful for and that I could see. Pero me costaba. It would stress me out. And maybe it was very little stress, but compared to all the big stress I was dealing with, it would have been cool just to have to not worry about those little stresses.
Okay, well, if I can be honest with you, yes, sometimes I did see you. Sometimes it got to, it was a very, very thin line from when you crossed from being my boss to being
I don't think you ever saw me as a boss. I never felt that you respected me as a boss because you couldn't stand other bosses of yours. I don't think you've ever liked authority and said, hey, he or she is a good leader.
I have had some tough, hard A bosses.
And you hated them.
I did not hate them. I learned from them, but they were not easy to work with. They were very, I don't know what type it is, but the type that is like, it's my way or the highway.
That's the type, bro.
No, it's my way or the highway. I'm never wrong.
You're like that. That's the thing. There are some people that are just like, dude, I come in here and I do what I'm told and I'm not going to be here forever and I'm working on my side business at home. So I'm going to come to work and I'm going to do what he says while I find something better to do. Like, but you are the type that's like, I'm going to do it a different way. You are. So at least you respected them. At least you wouldn't say anything. While to me, you would disrespect me in front of employees.
No, I did that?
I think we disrespected each other in front of employees.
I don't remember.
We had an argument at Signal Hill, in front of Lino, and I don't think Mary was there yet.
I don't remember that.
But, so anyway.
Yeah.
Miraculously, we're at a whole different place now because you're the boss and I know how to follow.
You think that's it?
I really do, because you're the boss. And if you tell me do this that way, you also trust me with what I'm doing as a CFO because
yes, I don't question you.
You don't know what the heck you're doing. You don't know what I'm doing.
Which is why I allow you to do things however you feel that is best.
Right. But if we were both doing the same thing and you didn't know how to do it and it was your first time and I tried to get in there and tell you how to do it, you'd have a really hard time.
Probably.
Which is what I was doing at JRE. It was my first time. It was our first time building JRF, like, for almost everyone there. There was some people that came in with experience and we really heard their experience. But if you think about it, we were both learning as we went.
Mm-hmm.
So it was tough to be a woman and to be a wife and even to be a, you know?
Yeah.
And people say, like, I constantly felt from the industry, from family, from some of my sister's fans, I don't trust you to do this well. You don't know what you're doing. I'm questioning you every step of the way. So now that you're CEO of our company, I don't question you. And if I do have a question, I pray about it. And I'm like, let him be. Let him do it. Support him if he falls. He'll learn. Applaud him when he makes it, when it went through and you're like, yes, great job. That's awesome. Thank God. But I pray a lot about what not to say to you. And God tells me a lot, let him be, let him be the leader you want him to be. Because I felt a lot of people didn't let me be the leader that I wanted to be. You being one of them. So now, how do you feel about working together? Yeah, in our new business, because we have other businesses. This is one of them. My video recording business, like my YouTube social media business. We have the wellness business, and then we have this one. We have your private retail store. How do you feel about working together now?
I'll let you guys know after the break. All right, guys, welcome back from the break. Yes.
You're looking really serious right now.
I'm a little perplexed. I feel like I didn't know a lot of this stuff that you felt about me.
I think I told you. You just really didn't. I don't think you could understand it because you weren't a boss yet. Mm. I think you finally understand to a certain extent.
Well, okay.
The pressure of.
Yeah, and I definitely hold a lot more pressure. And I think I don't even think it's anywhere near as close as to the pressure that you had. Have or had?
I think because it's just us.
Yeah.
Where here was like the world and the media and family and fans looking on.
Necessarily,
but you do have your business, our business. Gosh, when I say yours, it's because we have so many that I just, you know, want to say that it's the one you lead. That you're the CEO of 100%. Your business financially supports us. Mm-hmm. So that's pressure. Yeah. I'm like, whoa, we have two private schools now. We have, you know, health insurance that went up like extremely and dreams and goals that Rosie wants. Mm-hmm. And that Louis Vuitton belt you're going to buy me for Mother's Day.
Well, first off, I'm sorry. I genuinely am. I don't know if it was immaturity or the fact that our marriage was hit really hard when you took over and that I don't think we ever really got to become one properly.
Right.
And build a really good foundation and respect and love.
The cement wasn't solid yet. Yeah, it was still wet.
Our love really became deep kind of in the trenches.
Yeah.
Not like in... through like beautiful things, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh. I mean, there was a lot of beautiful
Great moments, but it really felt like it was
solidified through trials.
A lot more, I really felt like we went through a lot more trials and not necessarily between us, but just life.
It was everything. It was life. It was the pressures of life. And thank you so much for saying sorry. It means a lot to me. I wasn't doing this to get that.
No,
But I'm also sorry because I was a hard boss. I didn't know how to be so under pressure. Mm-hmm. It was really a lot of pressure. And maybe I put that pressure on myself because she was my sister, because she means so much to me, because I had crazy dreams for JRE that thank God some of them came through and some of them are still coming through. I hope so. I still love JRE dearly and Jenny's legacy and her kids, obviously. But... it was hard for me to be a boss. Mm-hmm. It was hard for me to feel and know that I was always getting pushback. Mm-hmm. So I was never really able to enjoy it. It was always, you got to prove yourself. You got to prove yourself. And then you still do something and you still got to prove yourself.
Yeah.
And you were my husband. So I know I was harder on you than everyone else.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry about that too.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's why. I wonder if other couples that have business and... marriage, how they do it. Because like you said, mom and dad did not. It was not all good. Mm-hmm. My dad was telling me the other day, and I was shocked, that when they worked together at one of the factories, they would walk because it was like 10 blocks away, and they didn't have a car. And I think they only had Gus and Pete and maybe Jenny. She was pregnant with Jenny or had just had Che. They would walk and hold hands. And I'm like, you're lying. Because I've never known that with my parents. It's always been, and I think a mistake that my mom made that I try really hard not to make, that if I slack off, I can make it. Mm-hmm. So I'm always trying to watch it. The constant, I don't believe in you. This is not a good idea. Mm-hmm. This isn't going to work. Sometimes I have to save those from when I'm really like convicted about something. Mm. Like, no, don't do that one.
Yeah.
But if you're designing something new, if you're investing, I'm just like, Rosie, be quiet. Because if it's constant fear, I don't know if it was driven by fear, if it was, but my dad felt so demeaned. She doesn't believe in me. I have to fight. I have to push. I mean, some of them were valid in a sense. Say Chalino. Mm-hmm. No one had ever heard anyone sing like that. Yeah. My mom said the boy sings ugly, and he did. But my dad said, let him. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, let me. And so I get what my mom meant. Mm-hmm. But because she said it so many times about so many things, my dad never felt like a CEO. He felt like he was always fighting his wife to, right? So I'm really trying hard not to do that. Now, my mom was also the hardest worker. And so today, my dad said on a live, oh, my wife took my house from me. And usually I'm quiet. Yeah. We were talking about the Gale house. And usually I'm quiet. Like, I don't want to get in it. I'm not, you know. But I said, nah, I got to speak up on this one.
Yeah.
So I was like, Dad, I'm sorry, but your wife didn't take half of your house. You guys built this together. She didn't meet you rich. She was in the trenches with you. If you had a restaurant, she was the cook. If you had a bar, she was the bartender. You know, if you needed investment money, she literally gave you her savings for her teeth. So she was in it with you. So she didn't steal it from you. She earned it too.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was just quiet. Like he was just... Juan Carlos said that he was giving me like a really strong look. And I'm like, I know, I'm trying not to look at him. I was like looking away from him, but telling him. But I think that's how it goes.
Yeah.
I've never been in a divorce and I pray we never are. So I'm not going to know what splitting half is.
Yeah.
But I believe that building an empire together is one of the most precious thing a couple can do.
Mm.
And because I wish my parents had made it to be able to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And it could solidify the marriage if you get through the tough stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like what my mom did.
Yeah.
Now, what my dad did that was incorrect was he never asked her for her opinion. She was never seen as his partner. And maybe it was her nagging, but maybe it was also he made her feel like you're a woman, you don't do this, you don't know what is going on, so... But neither did my dad. He had never been a music producer. And my mom had so many good ideas. A lot of Lupillo's first hits was my mom saying, here, I found a song for you, record it. And he would, and it'd be a hit. Wow. My mom found this Preciado.
Yeah.
And so my mom knew music. Wow. I don't know. Maybe she had instincts. Maybe it was God. Maybe she used to sing when she was little, but... Dad never gave her the credit, and Dad never asked her her opinion. Like, hey, we're gonna, I don't know, invest in this new machine. It was like, I'm gonna get this machine. This is how it's gonna go down. And that I think when you're a partner, whether you're a man or a woman, demeans the other, and it makes it really hard to have business and marriage.
Yeah. I get so one. Depending on how many times and how often it happened with the whole nagging stuff, I kind of understand why your dad would stop. Well,
do
stop.
You know my mom now?
Yes, I do know your mom now.
Pues imagínate.
Okay. Well, I would understand why he would stop caring about her opinion because it wasn't going to be a positive one.
Right.
Especially if there wasn't ever a, I was wrong, or, hey, you were right, even.
Right. I think that was the mistake.
Or, hey, this sounds like a great idea. Or honestly, even let's take the risk. We don't have much to lose because we're not in the red type of a deal. You get me? So I would understand that. I get that.
I think they were both wrong in never having the deep conversations.
Yeah, probably.
And
at the same time, at that time, deep conversations aren't something that Hispanic families did. And
I think one of the mistakes my mom made was, or both made, was that they took the marriage into the business, meaning he had made some mistakes as a husband because my dad was not a great husband. He was a good dad.
Okay.
You know, I wish he would have hugged me more.
Yeah.
But he was a good new CEO. Not experienced, and he wasn't like the best, but he was good because he was a risk taker and he was like paying, he wanted to pay his taxes and he didn't want to do anyone dirty. He tried to be a good boss. But because she was mad at him for being a husband and looked down on him as a husband maybe. You know, because of the cheating and stuff he genuinely did wrong. She probably saw him like that as a CEO. And there has to be a way where you could separate. He's a bad husband, but he's smart.
But like, possibly, but I don't know. I really don't know how to do business with your spouse without that coming into it. It's hard. You can't like just separate it like that. It's nearly impossible. Because
I
what,
really
I'm not,
try to.
Okay. But okay, so I'm not gonna like come up to you and spank your butt or kiss you because
we're
working. Not in
front of other employees.
No, pues, no.
I'm also HR, so I can still write you up. I don't know, but okay, this is how I try and separate it. We've had some tension these past few weeks, a little bit. Well, like that Sunday, we had an argument.
Yeah.
But you still did something super awesome as a CEO. Like a great check came in and I was like, man, he's awesome. I gotta tell him. I'm still mad at him about this thing he did as a husband, but technically it's work hours. And I still said, bro, I respect you much, man.
Yeah.
So I tried to separate it. Instead of just being mad at you for a CEO and not tell you when I'm like, dude, this is really awesome that he's doing this.
Yeah.
Okay. Get me? That's what I tried to do.
Yeah, I can understand that. Okay. No, yeah, that makes sense.
But it is really tough. Like, I don't know how to, we're having this podcast and thank you guys for listening. And we're just kind of having a conversation because 1000% we don't know what the solution is yet. Like what happened with us, the pressure was off. I was no longer as stressed with JRE because of the pandemic. Thank God it started going really well with online. And a lot of things slow down. So a lot of the producing was really on the back burner. So I wasn't as stressed. The pandemic and being with you all the time wasn't bad for the most part. So the my pressure really went down. Therefore, I was managing my stress better. And that it didn't affect our marriage as much. So if you're working together and you have a business together, whether it's online or a liquor store or a church, I mean, a church isn't a business, but it's a system. It's work and it's a system. I'm not going to get into that. I have no idea. I've never been a pastor in my respects. It's really finding a way to take the pressure off or handling the pressure or handling the stress so you don't take it out on the employees, but especially on your husband.
Correct. Another hard one is I remember when we were just getting started. We couldn't afford employees. We couldn't do a whole lot of stuff. And it really felt like I was just constantly working. Constantly working. And I'd come home and I'd work. And it was just work.
I was working 16-hour days. You were working about 12, 13-hour days. Plus, we had just had Sammy. Casey was 9, 10. Everyone was working that much. You know, it was. So, yes, you're right.
So, like, honestly.
But I was more used to it than you were.
Yeah.
My family's always been workaholics.
Right.
So you weren't. You were normal.
But now, even now, once everything switched over and we started this business and we're like, okay, there's potential here. I did work a lot.
You did.
I was working a lot and we couldn't yet afford an employee. We didn't know where it was going. We didn't know what was going
to
happen.
I was kind of scared to work with you. So I wanted to be in there, but I was like, I don't want to ruin this. I don't want to step in there and make it hard. Like your excitement was so wonderful that I was afraid that we'd go back to our bad habits. And I was like, I'll help him in the minimal. I can't make a big mistake. I'm not going to break a machine. But I'm also just going to do basics so I could listen to him and follow and not have an argument. That's really what I did.
So I think if that type of living for me would have kept going, it would be hard on our marriage now.
For sure.
And
we would never see you.
And cost goes up as you bring in another employee. And yes, that's less income that comes in for us. But it has made life so much better. And it has taken away my stress, has allowed me and freed me up. Because if something were to come up all of a sudden, oh, I can't pick up the kids today. If it would have been like the way it was back then, I would have said, okay. But I would have grinded my teeth and been like, oh, you know.
So I have a confession.
Go ahead.
I was having a rough couple days on the cost of employees because I have a dream and I'm also always like that go-getter and saving money and crunching numbers. It was a number thing because I love, you know. And so I was like, maybe we should cut down to save money. But I didn't say anything. And the Holy Spirit was like, don't say anything. He's the CEO. He's not your husband right now. He's, you know, and all the Holy Spirit will tell me, would you go and tell, you know, Jim at Infinity how to cut his numbers, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't. I don't have that, you know? So God's like, sometimes being familiar isn't good in business because you're so familiar as a wife and you can tell him, hey, please go pick up the kids, or, hey, don't do that, man. Like, you know, mm-hmm. chill, or I need help here. It's not the same as him being CEO. Yeah. So I was like, okay, don't say anything. But what are we going to do, God? Like, isn't it a good idea? So I wrestle it with God. And then one day he tells me, and I think God is like only a day or two. He said, it's not always about numbers, and it's not always about profit, and it's not always about margin. It's about time. Mm. And so the time that he can be doing this, because I don't know what you were doing. You were like at the studio or thinking of going to the studio. Mm-hmm. It was like, hey, I'm going to go to the studio this day. And I said, my dad would have never been able to do that. Because my dad didn't have employees for such a long time, or didn't delegate, or didn't trust people to do stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is a trust issue. Abel's having a trust issue. And that's what I wanted to tell you. Like, hey, you know, what if you didn't have such a trust issue and we could bring down the cost? And God said, yeah, but it's a freedom win. Like, if you're thinking about money, it's a freedom win. He has the freedom to still be able to do other things that I have planned for him.
Yeah.
So don't say anything. And I didn't. And I was like, oh, thank God. The Holy Spirit told me instead of like getting in it. And it is beautiful and it is worth it. Mm. And sometimes if you're doing business with your spouse, it's not about the margin. It's not about the number. Obviously, it's a business, you know, and obviously you're trying to make profit. But if it's a little less margin, but you get so much free more time to do other things that you're extra passionate about or that just help you relax or help you work out.
Yeah.
Those are wins.
Yeah, for sure.
That sometimes people that get greedy or money hungry lose that.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was my moment with the Holy Spirit. Wow, so he's really been able to help me.
Man, so I think out of today's lesson is, I think it's more of a story of hope more than anything. I don't honestly know what it is that kind of helped us. I know it was a lot of little things and a lot of bad things that we went through. They were like, oh, we don't want to repeat this.
Right.
So we know what the boundaries are. We know when it's getting weird, and we know when to stop, and we know when to back off, and we know what to say and how to say things, and the roles are reversed, so maybe we handle things a little bit differently on both ends, but we do know that there was a time that we weren't able to work together in anything, whether if it was recording a video for
or
you,
ministry.
Or ministry, or anything like that, and now things have changed.
Yeah.
One, I really heard you out, and I heard your heart out of every time that you would tell me, yes, in the beginning it was rough, and probably you were probably expressing anger rather than pain of not being able to working together and your desire to want to be able to work together.
Yeah.
But then I could really hear your pain, and part of me wasn't trying to be an a-hole and wasn't trying to be a jerk and wasn't trying to be hard to work with. But part of me was like, but fix it. You know, what do you have to do? Because you want to be able to work with your wife. It's not like I don't want to work with you.
I really thought you didn't want to.
No, it's not that I don't want to work with you. It was just getting hard because we would hit these roadblocks of feeling very different. And there felt like there was a lot of trust issues and that you didn't trust me. And I was confused because I felt that I had proven myself competent.
You were.
In many areas in which we worked in.
It wasn't a trust issue. It was a depending issue. I didn't know if I could depend on you.
So, I mean.
But now, I mean, more than that, like, it's great to depend on you.
Yeah.
To be reversed and be like, he got it. Rosie, when he needs you, he'll ask you, or once in a while ask him, hey, can I help you with anything?
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's like, hey, Rosie, do your part. Do the numbers part. Do the QuickBooks stuff. Do the CEO, CFO stuff. And let him be and cheer him on. And, you know, and thank you for asking me for my opinion. Because I see that. I'm like, he asks me, would you wear this? Do you like that? Should I do this? Hey, I'm going to do this. Okay, what do you think? Do you have an objection to it?
Mm-hmm.
Even when you feel pretty solid about something, you still ask me. And you let me know, hey, I can feel like it's pretty much a go. But if you really have an objection to it, let me know and I'll rethink it. And so I feel like a partner.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just I'm in awe of God.
Yeah.
I'm in awe of you. Mm. And I really admire you.
Thank you.
And I really respect you. And that brought a lot into our marriage, because that I can bring into our marriage.
Yeah.
The whole love and respect thing that we've been learning.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was always there, but because I didn't see you as dependable as an employee, it was like, maybe I can't depend on him, I don't know, to pick up the kids from school on time.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, hey, if he can do that, the kids are, they're not going to be picked up late. Although Sammy says you pick them up after.
I don't pick them up late. Okay. I pick them up
at three.
Yeah.
Well, that's what she said.
Okay. Yes.
How many times have they
get out at 2:45.
How many times have they been at the office?
Have they been
the last kids to be picked up?
Probably a bunch of times, but I'm just giving them more time for them to play with their friends.
They're not playing. They're sitting at the tables.
Okay. You know? So when I go and pick them up and they're like, oh, daddy, oh, I wanted to play. I want to go check out a book. I want to go do this. I want to go.
They have?
Yes.
Can I ask them?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'll ask him.
He's like, oh, I was playing bottle flips, Dad. Man. You know? Yeah, so.
Get the juice. But anyway, so people, friends, listeners, if you guys have a business together and it's not working out right now.
Just know
it could. Believe me.
Yeah.
Abel and I were that couple.
It does take conversation. It does take talks. And like a real talk, not like, oh, you're terrible at this, you're terrible at that. But like really like, hey, like, I really want to depend on you. This is what makes me feel like this.
It takes a lot of self-analyzation of like, would I treat another boss like this? Would I treat another employee like this? So before you look out at him or her, look at yourself and be like, I am being a little more familiar. I am being a little more harsh or rude when I wouldn't to another employee because I'd either get fired or I'd get sued. So watch that and change it. And for a moment, either from 9 to 5, treat them as a normal human being. Mm-hmm.
And if you guys are going through the ringer in your marriage and your business is starting to get off, but there's so much work than there is the ability to complete the work type of a deal, sometimes you got to just push through it.
An employee is worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to push through it. And sometimes you got to not cut costs, but lose profit in order for you guys to have a better life. You working... I mean, I'm speaking to the person that's really the one that's really working, and hopefully it's you or your husband or both or whatever. If you guys are working really, really hard to get this, I don't know, catering business off, and you guys have a lot of business, thank God, but you guys are working 16, 18, 20 hours and you guys can't take a vacation or breathe or anything like that, then maybe losing 10% of that profit is worth it for you guys
but
to be able to breathe a little bit more.
Or getting that peace or getting
outsourcing,
that.
Outsourcing, yeah.
Yeah, outsourcing, maybe getting contractors. Mm-hmm. I mean, but it really is like worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't only think of the numbers and profit and the next house you want. Think of the home that will be blessed your partner having a little extra time.
That's good.
To fix on the marriage, because once you get the foundation of the marriage going,
you'll
be able to enjoy the profit that you're making in your business.
Yeah.
So it's possible. And that's the message we have today. There is hope that you can have business and marriage together, and you can have both. Okay. Amen. You really can. You can have a healthy marriage and you can have a healthy business. Yeah. You really can.
Awesome. This is The Power of Us. We'll see you guys next week.